There it is.
Obviously, you made a right turn, because here's the wrong kind of podcast.
Thank you, Bull.
Thank you, Bull.
So, we just got done doing a wonderfully little instructional video that will be released tomorrow by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa. Barry, all night long.
Barry Gibb with the production company on that one.
Before that, we had a very informative young lady in here by the name of Hannah
Bill
Bennett.
Yep.
I had to look down my notes. Still there, thankfully. And she gave us a little rundown of the local real estate scene here in Coffeyville.
And she came with the numbers.
And she had all the numbers.
Yeah.
Yep, it was pretty good.
It's cool hearing the different points of view.
It is.
On that market.
Yeah, and she was talking about some stuff that I didn't know anything about. There's some big changes getting ready to happen, I guess. There was a big National Association of Realtors lawsuit thing, and we talked about the taxes running us out, and we talked about improving your house, making it worth more so your taxes run you out, about the scam the city's running to get you to paint your house so taxes go higher.
I got my voucher today.
Yay.
Sounds very informative. Sounds like a good listen.
How many of those do you say they was giving out?
25.
So $25,000 is what the city of Coffeyville is giving out.
As of Monday, they had approved 12.
Okay.
And she said they've given out multiple dozens of applications and people just aren't bringing them back.
Bizarre. It's not even that hard to get it. The rules are, do you live here? Do you live in the house? Are you not trying to sell the house? Is it not part of a family trust? Basically, the simplest way, are you looking to just kind of spruce your house up? Mm-hmm. Change the color? Did you just buy a house and you don't like the color of it?
Do you want to hear a little inside info I heard today?
Oh, you got some info?
This is hot off the press.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
You know that rule sheet that you got that says you get paint,
mm-hmm.
one roller, two brushes, drop cloth, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know that it did not start out with that?
What did it start out with? It
started out with no rules. Just $1,000 voucher to Sherwin-Williams.
People was in there buying all kind of shit.
They cleared them out of ladders. The expensive extension poles. They were trying to buy sprayers. Like all the really expensive paint brushes and rollers. Just all the supply stuff.
Purdy's
not even paint.
They got ladders?
They're going to resell it.
They got ladders there? Yeah. Sherwin-Williams? And you know them sandwiches are expensive.
Yeah. So,
also, you get the city's 40% off price when you buy this stuff. So, your money's going farther.
Which surprised me. I figured
it may not be
that way.
Over the counter price. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not true.
Yeah.
We know a little bit about it because we're painting our own house and scraping our own house.
Sanding our
own
house.
So far, it's only cost us $1,000.
Right. I mean, hell of a deal.
And there's a lot of paint on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've peeled some off.
I have too.
Let us get past it a little bit further and maybe we'll share our story.
Still a little
someday.
Sore. Mm-hmm. Still a little sore.
I got some salt somewhere. It was that lime salt we could dump on there and just.
Thanks.
What we just found out a minute ago, Megan.
What? Oh, you about Lene?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. April 26th is when she is going to be singing at the Drillers game. It is a Friday night. And they are playing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
Oh, yeah.
So it starts at 7 o'clock.
It's a week from this Friday.
Yep, a week from Friday. She'll be there singing. So, yay. Like, they just called her, like, an hour ago.
Party on, Wayne.
It's awesome. Party on, Garth.
It's awesome.
And we'll all be there.
We will.
Obviously, we'll be there, we'll all be there.
Yeah, we will.
It's going to be a whole
herd of people there.
A whole herd.
There are a lot of new people listening. I guarantee that. And
you don't say.
No.
I mean, you know.
I'm sorry.
If that's the case, I'll fill up time here.
Nope, I got it right here.
Okay, good.
So, once again.
I can go to notes, but.
This is awful nice of you, Megan.
All of this is paid for by generous folks that listen. You know, like you. You're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to go to WKOpodcast.com to become a producer, which gets you into the podcaster group. I know that not all of you have Facebook, so we understand that. Some of you are old. So if you don't have that, you're still a producer. But anyway, and then monthly, we give away something, or at least we're trying to. It's kind of a new thing. Megan's going to talk about that here in a little bit. But if you find some value in this, drop a couple bucks on us, monthly, weekly, whatever you want to do. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. I'll take a check.
Mm-hmm.
Silver bullion, gold, of whatever you got.
Silver
bullion. Wampum.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin. No, fuck that Bitcoin. That's not going to go anywhere.
Bitcoin?
No.
All right.
Ain't going nowhere.
I'll take a couple.
Nowhere. Nobody where I'm shopping takes it. How about that?
Oh, no, but you can cash it out for cash.
You know, like real bills, like real world shit. Nobody's taking none of that.
Sell it and buy another stock.
Isn't that funny? Something that is digital, that does not truly exist.
Yeah.
We have decided it has value.
But does your money really exist?
Also
I hold it in my hand.
It exists because the guy down at the grocery store in the light place takes it.
Yeah. Finds value.
But you don't pay cash.
But if I walk down there and ask that guy if he wants to take 13,000 Satoshis, he's going to be like, you need to Satoshi your ass on back to the house and get something different.
No, my point is like somebody sets off an EMP, like I'm screwed.
We're all screwed.
I don't keep cash.
Yeah, I have like maybe, I've got about the most cash I've had in my pocket in a while, $128 I think.
I have two $20 bills actually, which is quite a bit for me.
Yeah, I have damn near zero cash. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. If there's an EMP goes off. Now, I have is better than that. I got precious lead.
That's probably the least of our worries is the money if an EMP goes off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
This week's donators, Brian, JD, Kyle, Jamie, Mark, Rian, Freely, Charles, Luke, and Gary.
Thank you.
Gary is the newest one.
They did not set off an EMP.
Yeah. Can we talk about this giveaway?
Yeah, go
ahead. Since we're here and with the donators. So we have started a new thing, I guess, where we're trying to give something away every month. And last month we gave away, what do we give away, a shirt?
These rules are posted in the Prodcaster page.
Okay.
Gave away a shirt last month.
A shirt, okay. And this month we have a water bottle, a WKOP water bottle made, well, now I just know him as
Merch Mike.
Merch guy. And what did he do to it? How did he make it?
He sandblasted or bead blasted.
Bead blasted it. It's really cool.
I think he really just really stared at it for a really long time.
Like he used to Sheldon Cooper superpowers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you want to win this water bottle, you have to be a current producer, a podcaster, meaning that this in the last 30 days or in the last month, you have donated to the podcast.
Some kind of value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
Mike qualifies to win his own shit.
Right.
yeah.
Absolutely. Justin can explain the whole value for value thing. But if you follow into that, if that qualifies you, then you need to, in order to win, you need to leave a good review, like a 5-star review. Preferably. Wherever you, please, preferably. If you give a bad review, you're not winning the water bottle. that disqualifies you. But wherever you listen to this podcast, please leave a good review for us. Screenshot that and send that picture to wkopodcast@gmail.com. Or Justin says if you have his number, you can send it to him.
You know, if you got my personal
info. If you've got
info,
it, but I'm not allowed to give it out.
Facebook,
he
Messenger.
Made sure to tell me that I'm not allowed to give out his personal number. So
it was discussed, though.
If you are one of those lucky few, feel free to send it to him.
This month, I'll have those coasters. I'm going to make two sets. Epoxy little river coaster things.
Is that for down the road, or is that your own separate giveaway?
No.
We discussed that.
I am...
Let's do
donating
that.
The value of the coasters to WKOP.
Well, you can donate your values by being here, you and Yancey both. What, want to do that next month then?
Yeah.
Because I've got another WKOP water thingy for the month after, so we can go back and forth.
All right, I'm going to I'll do two sets, two different colors.
Water thingy.
It's it holds
specific.
Water.
Yeah.
It's got a lid. You tilt it, shit comes out of it.
It's custom.
Mm. It was made by our friends up there at, I'm giving away your shit, up there at the Big Hill Small Talk podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I never have used it. My lips have never touched it.
I remember the time.
That water bottle.
Are you keeping it?
My water bottle?
No, the one that he made for me.
No, I'm talking about the one that I have.
Yours is like a tumbler.
Yeah.
Yours is like mine.
Well, she's got a tumbler, too.
Yeah, I have one, too. Oh, okay. It's my
tumble
favorite water
for
bottle.
You.
It keeps things so cold.
Yep.
It's
awesome. Works good.
Yeah. I don't care what you do with yours. I care that I keep mine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
giveaway.
Yeah. So that if you want to win that giveaway, you have to leave that review, send a screenshot of it either to the email or to Justin somehow. And
the winner will be rewarded in the Prodcaster group. So if you're not in the Prodcaster group,
you won't know.
On May 1st, right?
Unless you don't have Facebook, and I know that you're a producer. Don't worry.
Right, sure. Because I was going to say, I thought that
I'll
was
take
a whole
care
thing.
Of you. There's a couple of you.
Yeah.
We'll send the pigeon.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can learn how to become a Prodcaster in the upcoming video.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be out tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Right.
I feel like there's an April Fool's Day joke on that.
You want to talk about the thing that all the people are tuned in to talk about now? Or you want to wait? Because I tell you what, the people love them some juicy drama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's chat.
Apparently so.
So when was that, Megan?
Sunday.
Sunday. We had a candidate for the Montgomery County Sheriff in here.
Yes.
We've never met him before in our life.
Nope.
Well, I think I saw him one time at the haircutting place.
Well, I mean, he's around, but we don't know this guy.
I didn't. That was the first time I've ever spoke to him. He's never been in my house. Anyway, he came in here. He, as we've said, all candidates are welcome to come in here. I don't care if you like them or don't like them. This is not what we're about here. This whole podcast is about open, honest conversations. Honest, key. You know, I want everybody to be able to have a voice here because we might learn something. Even if you don't like the person, you might learn something. So anyway, he come in here. He talked. And then he left.
I mean,
and that's
kind of how it works around here.
And that's when the shit started.
That's another good description.
Yes.
It is.
I proceeded to get...
I mean, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, so yeah. I posted his picture. Then I posted the...
we tagged his page.
If people don't know... I think I've edited this podcast one time, and that is when somebody mentioned a kid's name, and we said, let's take that kid's name out of there. But other than that, you hear exactly what's happening in here.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad. And anyway, wow. The people started going at it on Facebook. And
can I just interrupt real quick to say, hey, guys, when you vote...
Doesn't matter.
Facebook,
yeah,
that's not your vote.
Yeah, posting yes and no on Facebook does not help.
Yeah,
yes,
yes.
That part always kills me when people start posting.
Yes. I wasn't polling you. And
right.
I
tag at yes.
You want to get polled?
Yeah. Please be one of those 1,000 people or 980 that vote every election cycle here in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
Let's try to break that 1,000.
Bad thing
mark.
Is,
sorry to interrupt you on that.
I won't even be able to vote for him or Mr. Wade because I'm not a registered Republican.
Yeah, but you'll vote for one of them.
No, I
eventually.
Won't. They're having a primary runoff, and then whoever wins that, unless they have a Democrat opposing them, it's
right.
it.
I see.
Yeah.
I won't vote for either one of them.
I see.
I don't think anybody in here is a registered Republican, are they?
No, same for me. You know?
If you got to think about it, you're not. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm not going to.
So we won't even have the opportunity?
No.
Unless somebody else ends up running, that's another...
That even gives more reason why that we are totally unbiased on this deal. Can't even vote for the dude.
Or against him. But anyway.
I'm not registered on any lists.
Yeah.
No, I'm just undeclared.
you're on some list.
What are you talking about? No. I just got a text message from Barack Obama.
I'm just undeclared because I think all parties are stupid.
Yeah.
But I do think I am going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Wait, that's content for later.
Yeah, but I think maybe. I am, though. Thinking about it, I really like the way he sounds when he talks.
I like the way you talk.
It's comforting. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Weird.
You got to talk like Cat Williams the rest of the fucking show.
Oh,
I already told somebody you'd do it. So just
get
on now
that.
On.
Boy, yeah.
Now
get your
on.
Mindset.
That's how you have to talk. You want to wait? You want to do just your notes? You want to do just your notes?
Just my segment and Cat Williams' voice, huh?
There you go. Okay.
I love it.
Just your segment.
Anyway. Just my segment.
So what are we going to say about this, the influx of responses?
Mr. Dirks is very polarizing. Very polarizing.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I got calls from current law enforcement. I've got links to government websites sent to me. I got, I think...
It's true.
Half of his family called me, messaged me, IM'd me, texted me, called the hotline... I'm not going to play the message. I'm sorry.
Oh.
First of all, everything they said, I have to assume is true. They really painted a picture of a man that he's human. Apparently some of this is on Ring camera. In the most respectful way, please understand this is not the Jerry Springer show, and we are not going to play or read some of the things that you sent me. Just because, not being disrespectful to you, I understand that you got some...
This is your story.
This is your story, and I don't doubt they weren't telling the truth, but I'm just not. I'm not going to start that whole thing, no matter who it is. You know what I mean?
Mudslinging.
Back yeah. and forth.
Yeah. Gasoline yeah. on a fire type stuff.
I mean, I'm just going to say it. After he left, I got sent the link to the, what is it?
C-Post?
Yeah, what is that? About? Does anybody have that pulled up?
Yeah, I've got it. The referendum, or the...
Explain what the header says, what it is, before I start just talking out my ass here.
Sure. Give me just a second.
I talk out my ass a lot. My breath is great.
It is the summary order of reprimand.
From who?
I just clicked off of it. From... Kansas administrative. Nope, that's their
something about the Peace Officers Organization.
Yeah. There it is. The Kansas Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training.
They call it C-Post, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a ruling in there. Now, see, this is the part that I don't really appreciate what went down here the other day. So I asked the question several times. No organization, no governing body found you guilty of anything. Did I not?
Right. Mm-hmm. That was one of our things that we said, like, people should give a fair shake because
I couldn't
you were never actually found.
I couldn't understand why he was ousted. And his excuse was bad judge. Well, this C-Post deal.
It's 3 pages long that we have.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
No.
Long.
No, it's just a bunch of bullet points of things that happened.
Yeah. You want to add any there, Yancey?
Well, just the conclusion at the very end. It says order, and it says based on the above statement of facts and conclusions of law, the commission orders that a reprimand be issued to Robert Dirks. Accordingly, the Kansas Commission of Peace Officers Standards and Training hereby reprimands Robert Dirks. So it just reiterates
it. It's full of accounts from deputies involved in the incident.
It explains the incident. It starts off with a Procedures Act KSA regarding the law enforcement certification of said Robert Dirks as a statement of all the facts. So it gives you a numbered bulleted list of everything that happened mm-hmm. within the case.
Real quick, if you want to see this, just put in C-Post, letter C like cat, C-Post, Bobby Dirks. It should be the first link at the top of your Google search.
It states the conclusions of the law that is being enforced against him. So it gives the criminal conduct that he is accused of. And then, like I said, at the end, it gives a summary of the proceedings, and then it gives the final order at the end of reprimand.
It seems like what they're saying is he messed up, but yet we're not going to do anything. Now, what I do agree with, and if you guys can throw rocks, what I do agree with what happened with Mr. Dirks is that since that happened, they changed the Kansas Constitution to where now only the state of Kansas Attorney General can prosecute.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. Now, I haven't even looked that up, so I'm taking his word for it. I feel like the man was a little bit dishonest to me the other day. Just how I feel. Because everything that he said is exactly the opposite of what the ruling from C-Post says. Like, exactly the opposite. So, you know, whatever. We don't have a whole lot here to dig into.
He says that that's what we voted on. That we as a state voted on
this. I'm just going to be honest. I don't remember voting on that. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't. But
I'm sure I voted the right way.
Presented to us.
Yeah. I'm just listening.
Anyway, once again, we're not here to condone what he did,
nope.
To defend what he did, to endorse him, or anything else.
That's probably a big piece right there, too. So if you want to make that disclaimer, literally his Facebook page that you that you tagged mm-hmm. says reelect Robert Dirks. And I think people misunderstood that as an endorsement, maybe.
Which also goes to, this is not insulting, but to the ignorance of people that don't understand that that was a tag to a Facebook page. That was not WKOP saying reelect Bobby Dirks sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the name of his Facebook page.
Right.
Not everybody is real good at dealing with social media. I understand that.
You mean the people that call the hotline and say, I called in and it won't let me listen. It just wants me to leave a message.
You never haven't had that one.
Yes, there's some comments and they're like, I keep calling that number that's on there and it just says to leave a message. How do I listen to the episode?
Oh, I didn't pick it up. Like, yeah, some folks said it keeps wanting me to call a phone number, and I actually tested that on somebody else's phone, on a different kind of phone, and it worked fine.
That's a handy tool too, because it's an all encompassing link. It lets you click to listen to the episode. It lets you click to call in.
Depending where you click on it. Takes you to
the page. And Podbean, the link that we're talking about, is non exclusive to Apple or Android. Right. That's why I put Podbean out there, because everybody can listen to it.
Right.
And, of course, you can always just go to the website, wkopodcast.com. They're all there. You can listen to it right on your laptop or your phone or
your computer. What time is that on?
Yes, this is not a radio station. We don't broadcast live.
Wait, is this live?
Anyway, the whole point is, like, we, as you said, have anybody. I mean,
it's an open
we've occasionally said no to people coming in who have reached out. But like, I would say that that's rarely.
I had to come in here and four or five times.
And it wasn't even.
And you have, like, you've reached out and said to many people running, like, hey, please come in. You're welcome to come in.
Well, if you go back and listen to the, or even go back to scroll through the 5-year history of this show, I mean, we've had,
we had a U.S. representative.
U.S. rep, people running for public office from opposing sides, mm-hmm. didn't beat up either side, right?
Democrats.
Literally had BLM people in here.
Yep.
A few years ago. I mean, lots of folks.
We have had zero Montgomery County commissioners in here. All of them have been invited. I've sent emails to one in particular. I was going to say zero. We've had one Caulfield commissioner. It was the very first episode ever was Mayor Paul Bauer. He came in here.
And he came back as a exiting commissioner too.
Did he?
On his way out. Yeah. Tail end of 19, I think.
Dude, I don't even remember that. But anyway, olden days. And I've invited all of them. I've invited them multiple times. I guess I think they're going to get roasted. I guess maybe they just don't like me.
I appreciate, though, that
they really don't like being on this open mic like this where there's no kind of set 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, people get nervous.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I do appreciate that people were listening and that people responded.
Mm-hmm.
Shows that you care about that and that you...
We need to know who these people are that are running for office. And some of the things they said were... It's pretty fucked up. I mean, if it's even got a thread of truth to it, it's not... And some people wanted me to call them so they could tell me more. And I didn't call them back just because I don't want to give you the wrong idea that I'm going to share all this.
Right.
If you want to know, reach out to these people. It's not hard to figure out.
I would say that they're not quiet about it.
No, they're not. That isn't. They don't. And they say a lot of this is on public record, too. So, I mean... It doesn't take too much.
Somebody got upset that we didn't do quote unquote like 5 seconds of research before we interviewed him.
Yeah,
I was just gonna bring that up.
Maybe that dude. Maybe you don't listen to any of our other episodes, but we are not.
This is not
journalists in the way of like that. I'm gonna present something as factual. Here's this, which never mind. Anyway, but what we do offer to the people who come in is just a free conversation, long form. You get to see people share what they want you to know, but then they also keep talking a lot of times.
It's your duty to figure out what's fact and what's not. Right.
And they will end up like, what do you mean?
that you should have done some research.
Well, apparently we didn't do the research to ask him certain questions.
The people thought we could have done like softball questions, you know, or any questions of any kind of substance. Like, but the thing is,
that's not how we do
it. No history of the guy. Didn't know him, Tom from Jerry or whatever.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying we should have researched. But I'm saying that's just not what we do here.
An open, long-form conversation is what we do. And I mean, in some of those conversations, people will just keep rolling on, and they will offer up their own information, and then you can make your own judgment without somebody having to ask the leading question, right?
Like, we don't need convincing the other way that he's, you know, a terrible person or whatever. Like,
if you think he is, and you're not going to vote for him anyway, there's no reason to sit here and roast the guy, right? Yeah. If he's a piece of shit, then, you know, he just is, and that's what you think, and then you're not going to vote for him. I mean, there's no reason for us to sit here and grill him.
But he's not going to talk openly if we come at him like that anyway. No, so that's just my point. It's a free-form conversation that it's, like, essentially, we try to make it feel like we're just here having a chat. We're hanging out.
The invitation to Mr. Wade to come back, because he's already been here once.
Yes, he has.
Has been extended. And I was told that he got my message. He also got my message that Mr. Dirks suggested they come in and do a debate. That was sent to him. Mm-hmm. So that moves me on to my next point here. I don't know that I want Mr. Dirks back in here. I feel like he was untruthful.
Just, as I say, just say it. Fine.
I just feel like he was untruthful to me.
Yeah.
Because I asked him several times. Nobody ever found you doing anything wrong, and that website CPost states exactly the opposite of that. States exactly the opposite.
Here's the life lesson with Justin, guys. If you don't know him at all,
please.
It's funny that Lene and Megan and I were just talking about this just the other day, of times in the past where the girls have covered for each other, and Justin gets so mad because he's like, but he's also like, good for you for like covering for your sister, but like, don't lie to me. Yeah. He does not do well with liars.
Lying is essentially stealing.
He gets
you stole the fucking truth from
him. He will. That will be the one thing that will make him.
It really is.
Stop. Thieves, shut down.
Thieves and liars to me are the same people, because they're taking something from me that wasn't theirs to take, the truth, my property, whatever. And
anyway. That's a good way to not to piss him off. It's a good way to piss him off.
Yeah.
So
whatever. Yeah. That's about all the time life I need to waste on Justin. That deal.
I like life lessons with Justin.
That's a new segment.
You know what other segment we need? Uh-oh. Power washing lessons with Justin. Fuck.
Oh jeez.
I don't know, Megan, power washing fool over here. She did a pretty good job on the part she did.
Well, it's not hard.
Not so much on the other.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Sorry. Okay. That was that gas thrown on the fire.
Yeah. Earlier I said that he started talking about voting for RFK Jr., I guess. Is it Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so Justin and I were having a car conversation the other day. And
a carversation?
Car conversation? Car. Yeah. Carversation. I was like, no, I don't think I said that, but no, maybe I did. Yeah. So if your presidential candidate isn't on the ballot in your state, how do you handle that?
Oh, a conversation in the car.
Yes. Do you... Well, okay. Now that we're there.
I thought you were talking about...
If you're a presidential candidate...
Talking about Grand Nationals or something.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
No.
Megan, you want to talk hot rods?
Yeah.
If your presidential candidate isn't on the ballot in your state, how do you handle it? Do you not vote for anyone? Or, because of the Electoral College... Does it become a mind game of trying to figure out who would potentially beat them and voting for the opposite person, hoping that you don't actually sway the vote too much and they actually end up winning and beating your candidate?
Because
if your candidate's not on your state.
The thing is, let's say RFK doesn't make it on the ballot in Kansas and I've decided to vote for him. Is voting not at all for anybody else helping him? Or do you vote
But the Electoral College still exists, so they're getting those votes.
Or do you vote for the other dumbasses? Hoping that, you know, what do you do?
Try to figure out who has the upper hand and vote opposite to keep them down? Because the Electoral College votes don't change based on the number of people who vote in your state, right? Like,
No, it's just a majority.
Your Electoral College votes are based on your population, right? Not
Well, then they take... So this guy won the college votes. Of
right.
So it... how does that work, Yancey? You just got to have like a majority. Like, I won Kansas, therefore I get the college votes.
Their electorate, electoral votes.
Yeah.
But not all states work that way. Some split.
Right.
So fucked up.
That's a real slippery slope because it walks that line of this, you know, binary political mindset that we have of you're with us or against us. Hey, I'm going to vote for a Republican because I'm sure as hell not voting for a Democrat. I'm going to try to get all my family to vote straight ticket because we just need to win, right? So you've got that side. And then you also have the representative type side to where, you know, us being a republic, the electoral format that we have and whatnot, you win a certain way by getting those electoral votes. You are almost a hostage of the system. And like you said, you have to play that stupid little political game of, I really don't want that guy to win. So do I vote for the other guy just so that guy doesn't win?
Which is how Trump got in office.
I write in Mickey Mouse just because I can't in good conscience vote for either one of them?
So here's the problem. We're saying RFK Jr. potentially doesn't get on the ballot in every state. If he's not, do you write him in? Does that even count on a presidential election? Do they even have a space for write-ins?
I mean, yeah. I mean, and honestly,
does it count though?
In some states, I mean, if you remember, you know, in the last election cycle, you know, it was Trump and Biden, Joe Jorgensen was on there, and then I think it had a space for a write-in. You know, I guess at the end of the day, if there is a spot for a write-in and you can't stomach either of the establishment candidates,
write in Joe
of
Walsh.
Your affiliated party. Jeez. You just write it in if that's good for your conscience, right? But if you do worry about, I mean, if you go into the voting booth, you really don't want Biden to win, and that is your agenda, then you probably should vote for the other guy, right? If that is your goal.
But the question is really more about what if you really want the person who's not on your ballot to win?
Right.
That's the one. Not the two. Like, you don't want either one of those two to win. Mm-hmm. That's your mindset anyway. But the one who's not on your ballot, how do you help him win if he's not on your ballot?
That leads me to a question, too. You know how in Colorado they weren't going to have Trump on the ballot? Could you have written Trump's name in? Like, you didn't put him on the ballot, but I mean, still writing his ass in.
Probably,
you know?
What depends on the rules of the state.
Right.
Because they're all damn different.
Which is part of what makes this question so frustrating, because there isn't a set... It's a federal election, so I don't know how I feel about federal rules about anything, but why do we have different
rules
in states if it's regarding a federal election?
Somebody at home right now is screaming states' rights.
Yes, they are. I know. I was going to say don't come at me.
But this is a federal election.
Yeah.
To me, that should be a set of rules.
Like either they're on the ballot or they're not.
I mean, if they qualify federally to be on the ballot, they should be on the ballot in every damn state and district, province, wherever the hell you want to have them.
Instead of some activist judge somewhere ruling that a candidate can't be on a ballot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Supreme Court ought to be the one deciding if a candidate can be on the ballot in a federal election because they are the federal court, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I guess that goes back to state rights and being, you know, a republic and whatnot, and the electoral college. You know, I guess you can dictate your own rules as a state because those are your votes to give.
And people that don't understand the electoral college, where the hell are you going, fool? the state. I mean, the electoral college. I used to not understand it either. I thought this is stupid. Just vote. You know, don't worry about that because the college used to be this thing, you know, explain the horse and the buggies and all that. But it does make sense when you really think about it. We've talked about this before.
Right.
You don't want. I'm good. Thank you. You don't want New York, Houston, L.A. You don't want the population centers deciding who's going to be the president for the whole country.
Right.
Because, you know, I've got to say here, too, even though we're in the middle of nowhere out here, it's still important. That picked up very well.
Yeah, it did.
Crazy how well that picked that up.
Really?
Yeah. I've never heard it that loud before.
I was trying to open it over there to prevent that.
No, it was like I looked over and thought you was already back in the chair. That's crazy.
I am now, Daddy.
Nope.
Spanky. But yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, that was our.
I think RFK did a good job. I really do. He's middle of the road enough.
Yeah. I mean, and he just seems reasonable, and he seems far enough off of a political reservation that he would actually do human things instead of being some meat puppet, you know, in the office.
If the Democrats are after him, I think that's okay.
I don't love his VP pick. What's her name? Nicole Shanahan?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
What don't you like about her?
I don't love her just based on her past records, because the biggest predictor of what you're going to do in the future is what you've done in the past.
She's a big donator to Clinton. And
she's wish-washed back and forth so many times, and in fact was opposed to RFK Jr. until he brought her on board.
Oh, isn't that usually how it goes, though, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to need to, like, and I understand that they don't have a lot of say as a vice president until they have all the say.
Right, exactly. You know? That
you know, that you never know
Senate
moment.
Vote, that right. one Senate vote.
Or Lyndon Johnson.
Right. Or assassinations or just random deaths. I mean, like, they don't have a lot of say until they have literally all of it. And so I'm going to have to pay attention to her a little bit. But I don't like the other two options. So as far as, like,
oh my, are Biden, you an Trump. Anti-Trumper?
Damn it, Megan, you're wasting your vote.
These people were convinced that we were all Republicans here.
My God.
I see that sometimes, and I don't know that I get that. So I'm conservative. I am probably the most conservative person in this room. However, it's funny because if you put me next to a very, very, very conservative person,
You're hippie.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the right wing person.
No.
But I think it's funny that people think that they have us pegged for some reason.
They figure I'm a big giant Trumper. I've been called a Trumper funny. I don't know how many times.
It just means they haven't either listened enough or whatever, but they'll figure it out, I guess.
It's like Ice Cube said, they don't know, they don't show, they don't care.
Okay.
It's hard here in the hood.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I have. Hold on, let me find it. Where is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to make you listen to it, I guess.
Special purpose? Go ahead.
No, I was going to play that song.
Go ahead.
From earlier. Hold on.
I mean, hell, everybody just quit listening after we got done talking about Dirk. So there's only like four people left.
Yeah.
Just the producers, the OGs. The
producers. Hello, producers.
Yes. How are you doing?
Where is it?
Call in and leave a message, producers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, speaking of calling in, the hotline number, 620-625-0146. Go ahead, Megan.
I'm not going to tell you who this is.
I'm supposed to guess. She played a little bit for me earlier. I'm convinced it's AI. She says it's not.
It's not. Hold on.
No.
Okay. Oh, wait. It's an ad. Just kidding. Don't listen. Why does it do that to me every time? No ads.
You don't have YouTube Red?
Lene does.
Call it YouTube Premium now, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sleeper.
This is a slow burn.
Get it deeper in the mic, Megan. These are nipple babies.
Okay, that's all I'm going to make you.
They're who?
Okay.
They're nipple babies.
Somebody's.
There's parent. Two of them.
They're brothers, sisters?
Who do you think they are?
Their parents are famous? Is that what you're
their
saying?
Siblings?
Yep.
Their siblings?
No, I did not say that. You said that. Okay. I did not say that.
Their parents, both of their parents, though. The
both
group.
Of their parents are famous.
Are they like currently famous? Are they contemporary people? Are they famous right now? Like,
they're always famous.
Current. Oh, they're well, that famous. Doesn't really.
Bill Cosby's kid.
Listen to the. That's what I played it so you could hear their voice.
Can you tell us the name of the band without telling us their name?
Good night. No, you'd know exactly. Mm. Like, they're infamous. Their parents are infamous.
Interesting.
So it's Jay-Z's kids.
Mm-mm. No. It's
Barack Obama's kids.
Will Smith's kids.
I thought about saying Will Smith's
kids. I'm really curious. Like, I guess this. Never mind. I'll get called racist.
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
Those are white kids, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you I didn't know if you would pick it up from.
You don't know she just played for you?
It's Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise's kids.
Angelina Jolie.
Are you ready? It is James McCartney and Sean
Lennon. That's
yes,
who that is?
That's who that is.
Huh.
They released this song 6 days ago, and it is one of the worst performing songs on Spotify.
I was going to say, I wasn't
it has
a fan.
Not, it
yeah,
has
a
not,
snoozer,
it has not shot up to...
How old is James McCartney?
That I don't know.
Because Sean Lennon's probably in his 30s.
Talk about riding
he
the
is,
last name.
With Linda McCartney.
No, I mean...
Shit, James McCartney's got to be in his 50s.
Sean Lennon would be older than that.
You think?
He's 46.
Who, McCartney?
James McCartney is 46.
How old is Sean Lennon? I think he's you guys' age.
We're 30s. Almost the same age.
I forget
48.
Y'all. I forget.
Nope.
Sean Lennon is 48.
Sean Ono Lennon is 48 years old.
You got to think about
75.
How long ago John Lennon was shot, dude.
Yeah.
God damn, I guess so. Wow, far out.
Yeah. So they're released.
They're both basically
your age.
Damn near my age, yeah.
They have released this new song, and it's just not not doing well. And of course, they're being compared to their fathers, and they're like, I mean, what's happening
that's
there?
That's not fair, yeah, but I mean, it's kind
gonna,
of a
that's
curse.
That's
going
to be hard to get away from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What's the name of their band?
Well, it's released under James McCartney's name. Like, he puts out music sometimes. Like, that's just what he does. They're both songwriters and musicians. Fully, like that's what they do, but so they just released it together. On
does it ever pick up
double.
During the chorus or anything?
I mean,
it getting better?
You know,
is there a tempo
yeah, it
change?
Gets a little. It gets, I wouldn't say that,
no.
But it's a you know, it has a chorus. It's
got
it has a chorus.
Yeah. It has a chorus. Has a chorus. Yeah,
has notes and shit.
Anyway, I thought you guys might just appreciate listening to the.
Not really.
Yeah.
So. Still sticking to the music world here. Chechnya has banned music that is too fast or too slow.
Oh,
that's where all the chicks with his mustaches come from.
What is the stipulations on too
well,
fast?
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. Glad you asked.
Everything must be 90 beats per minute.
Oh, good job. Good job. So the Russian Republic
that didn't
has,
sound like Cat Williams.
No, it didn't. Has said
90 beats a minute.
That's so crazy that you can just pull that out.
Yeah, just pull it out.
There's a, there's a, okay.
90
there's
millimeters.
A guy on TikTok, Theo, he's a comedian, Theo something.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, so yeah. Funny. So funny. I want to see this guy in person. But
I knew a guy once.
He talks like Cat Williams all the time on his TikToks, and it's just hilarious. And he says he has one. A life-size version of Cat Williams. It's actually a,
it's a nutcracker.
It's a nutcracker, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That he got at, like, Hobby Lobby or something.
Life-size.
But he's you like, got to admit, have you seen it? It looks yeah. like Cat Williams.
Yeah. He's
it
like, there
totally
was two
does.
Left, and they were on sale, so I bought That's one.
Because he couldn't just leave Cat Williams there. It's a nutcracker. But it totally does look like Cat Williams. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Theo Vaughn got me in his house.
That's
Brings
great.
Brings me out around Christmas time.
Stop it. I'm not going to get through this. Okay. Anyway, Russian Republic says that all music has to correspond to the tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute.
Oh, I was close.
What? No Western rave or techno music allowed.
Oh, cats, boots, yeah. cats.
You guys are the culture ministry. Of the Russian.
Oh,
that sounds oppressive.
Has
I got,
made the announcement.
I got a letter
George
from
Orwell
them.
Just this week. The Moscow Times announced it that it's the new standard of music is relatively slow compared to modern day pop, and says that it just it's not going to play a lot of things that will be would be offensive to the conservative Islamic society.
What did you say? Ministry of Music? Is that
culture
what
minister? Culture ministry.
They're trying to ministry. They're trying to recruit me. Mm-hmm. It's getting old.
They have a culture minister, Musa Dadayev.
Chechnya.
And he,
that's Russian, isn't it?
Yes, that's Russian. It's yeah. and it says that Chechen music must conform to the Chechen mentality. You caught that too. It says that it has to be able to what did it say? Able to support the conservative Islamic society. The Russian country has to support the Islamic society and conform to the Chechen mentality. And it says that borrowing musical culture from other cultures is inadmissible. So Yeah, there you go. That's they have until June 1st to rewrite artists. All artists are have until June 1st to rewrite their music that doesn't meet the criteria.
Wow.
And if it's not rewritten, then they won't get to play it in public in Chechnya.
Better turn down Sandstorm, dude. Yeah. Better turn back the beats on
so Sandstorm. Much for Darude.
Oh my gosh, Sandstorm, that's funny. Okay.
Around the world.
Have you guys seen Mike Tyson's latest?
I'm done with all that, to be honest. It's all fake.
Well, you're going to listen anyway, damn it.
It's all fake.
This doesn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Jumping the gun over here.
Mike Tyson's latest product.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. He has cannabis edible ears.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Nice.
I've seen that.
Uh-huh. And
kudos gummies. To him.
Yeah, so he is you can buy them in, hold on, let me find it. Obviously they're in the shape of nibbled ears.
Oh my God.
And
that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be released by Tyson 2.0, which is his cannabis company that he has. You can buy them in black eye berry, sour apple punch, and watermelon. Watermelon doesn't have any like quirky name with it. It's just watermelon.
Just
the others are black eye berry. And
Mike Tyson capitalizing on eating human body parts.
You can buy them at the online store, not here in Kansas because it's not legal.
Fascist.
Or you can get them in some dispensaries whenever, blah, blah, blah.
Or you
just
can drive
go over
east.
To Missouri and get you some. Yeah, come on back.
Come on back. Don't break the speed limit.
Anyway.
The dog will be out. Here comes Mr. fucking Roof.
He's signaling.
Yeah.
It's getting some pushback, but kind of for an odd, weird reason. These, I mean, not for an odd, weird reason. It's just that why is it coming out? It's not coming out now, but like, why are they saying it now?
About to go get me a core dog.
Now hold on.
They're trying to say that he shouldn't be allowed to push this product, like make the, because he's going like on a tour of different cannabis shops and like whatever, you know, kind of like a book signing, but for weed, I guess.
an ear signing.
Edibles. And, anyway, but they're like, he's a rapist and an abuser and a woman beater, and he shouldn't be allowed to, we shouldn't support him.
That man beater.
I mean, I'm not saying that like he should be supported because of those things, but I'm just like.
Well, that brings up the conversation. What if a guy was those things and went to prison and served his time? Is he not allowed to prosper, or is he done forever?
Well, I mean, that's the supposed rehabilitation process of paying your dues to society, right?
We had this conversation the other day. Like, if you fuck up, you're done. It's over for you.
You get no more.
It's over. Nothing ever happens again.
No good.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
The
rest of your life is miserable.
Nobody's going to sign on with you to endorse you ever again.
I mean, I don't know. Did what he did. He didn't, I don't know, but I mean, dude served his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you listen to him these days,
yeah.
I mean, guy is pretty reasonable on most fronts. Pretty chill guy. He's very self-aware.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not an apologist for him by any means. I'm just saying, man, he seems so aware of what he's done in his past. He seems so aware of the person that he used to be.
Do you think he had any problems in the showers in jail?
No, he was actually in a youth deal. Remember when they put him in there? He wasn't in prison. You know why?
Okay. They probably thought he would kill somebody.
Well, they didn't want him to get picked on all the time because, you know, there'd be people in there trying to
say they took on my prisoner.
He'd end up killing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because at that time,
safety
that
for
was
the other
Tyson
prisoners?
In the 20s.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's the Tyson that was just whipping people's asses.
What was that, 88, 89? Is that
something
when he went
like
to
that,
prison?
Yeah. I think he went to like the Indiana State Youth something. He wasn't in there with no hardened criminals.
Well,
I mean,
you couldn't put him in there.
He might have ended some of them, been better off.
You ever seen Tyson at like 14, 15 years old? It's a grown man. He's all jacked. I mean, whenever Customato, is that the guy's name? His trainer, his original trainer, old white guy.
Fighting adults at like fucking 16.
I think it was Customato, I think was his trainer's name. I mean, the guy pulled him out of some random gym somewhere, right, and started training the kicks. He was like, this guy's going to be the best ever. And he ended up being the best ever. That's the debate. But
at 14, I was the opposite of jacked.
Yeah.
I was like McDonald's straw.
I hear you. Relatable.
I thought you were going to say a french fry.
Well, I could be. I was salty.
The last thing on my notes is something that we already talked about, but for those who don't know about Lene's audition for the to sing at the Drillers, and they she didn't win the big thing.
Did
a
we
little
talk about this earlier today?
We did. I just said we already talked about it, but for those who don't know, that's what happened, and she was chosen into the top 10, and well, they called her, and you can buy their tickets online if you want to be a part of the fun that night. So April 26th, next Friday.
Yep.
Next Friday.
Going to a baseball game.
Also Drillers.
So get your tickets because we'll be there.
I'll be there.
Get your tickets because we'll be there.
Yeah. I'll drink.
Come have fun with us.
I'll drink multiple $12 beers.
Fill up Driller Stadium.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
Chance of WKOP.
If you have WKOP, wear it.
We will get drunk and try to get on the loudspeaker.
Oh.
We?
Sorry, me.
Yeah.
Thank God it's not.
Cat Williams, let's go.
Dollar beer night.
Doll hair beer night?
Dollar?
Oh.
You said doll hair.
I think he said doll hair.
Oh, well.
We'll have to listen to the playback then.
You old man. Okay, so we mentioned value for value earlier.
I do have a birthday next week.
Yeah, ooh. You're going to be real old next week. Value for value, you guys mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
A little follow-up to that, a producer sent in a news article, and it's a follow-up to something that we talked about a couple weeks ago. It's funny that you brought up calling the dog and signaling and all that. We had that discussion / debate about calling in the dog on a traffic stop, and there were some laws that were thrown out, and we were trying to kind of figure that out. Well, we had a guest in here who was on the spectator couch at that time who brought up the Kansas two-step traffic policy.
Right.
And recently, KHP has been ordered to pay plaintiffs $2.3 million for what's being called an unconstitutional Kansas two-step traffic policy.
No kidding.
The state is appealing the federal judge's injunction to end KHP's improper vehicle searches. I know I said etch.
Nope, I'm not also saying nothing.
I'm also learning Spanish, so leave me the hell alone, okay? So this is out of Topeka. A U.S. District Court judge ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to pay $2.34 million in attorney fees and other costs following a successful challenge to constitutionality of the state law enforcement agency's practice of detaining motorists and searching vehicles without establishing reasonable suspicion. Maybe I shouldn't have any more of that. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas, the National ACLU, and the Spencer Fane Law Firm went to court in 2020 to assert KHP's policy guiding traffic stops violated the Fourth Amendment, which is illegal search and seizures, to the U.S. Constitution because troopers engaged in unreasonable searches and seizures of cars and trucks in the quest to deter drug trafficking on major highways. So, I mean, the intent is there, right? And everybody's like, yeah, let's get them damn drug dealers off the highway. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy until your car is the one being gone through, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I'm not going to go too far off the path here, but it's kind of like the people are like, just lock the son of a bitch up. He doesn't need a trial. He's damn guilty. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy till you're the one being accused and you need to prove your innocence, right? Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. So on Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Vradel issued the financial award in response to a request submitted by plaintiffs in March for more than $3 million in compensation from KHP. So thank you, Breanne, for following up, being a good producer, and submitting to Value for Value.
So in case you don't know what the Kansas two-step is, what it is so you get pulled over, and the cop, the highway patrolman, this is basically on the Kansas Highway Patrol, would walk up, talk to you, bullshit you with you a little bit, give you your license back. Hey, we're all good. Hesitate, keep looking, walk away. Oh, hey, come back to give them another option, another opportunity to look in your car, killing time while the drug dog is on the way, because lawfully they can't make you wait while a drug dog is en route.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just killing time. They call it the two-step, turn around and come back.
Right.
Not letting you know that legally, once they hand you your license back and say we're done with that, you can drive away. You don't have to stay there and talk to them no more.
Right, exactly. Because, unless you're being detained under suspicion.
Yeah.
They have to let you go. So this was a practice in which they were keeping you there and not detaining you technically at the same time.
Yeah. Just Google Kansas two-step. It's not too hard to find.
Right.
The last time I got a ticket, I was unpleasant with the officer.
Can't imagine.
So, hey, Megan, prepare to embark on a fantastical journey once more as the never-ending story is revived in live action.
I'm so excited.
Live action.
I saw it.
Yep. The never-ending story to be revived as a new live action film series. Oh, I can see that you like this post, Megan. That's real handy.
I love it.
Yep.
Did you guys, did you have to watch that in school too?
Falcor.
Oh man,
school,
like
no.
And shut up. And this is ironic, but my art class, whenever the teacher didn't want to teach art, we would watch The Neverending Story.
Roll out the TV stand. Uh-huh. Squeaky, squeaky.
Yes. Yep. The Neverending Story and the old school Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. The BBC one?
Uh-huh.
I love that one.
Me too. So much better than...
The White Witch is super scary in that one.
I was terrified. Have you guys watched... I think we talked about The Wizard of Oz, like the second
the
one.
The second one, Return to Oz?
And the weird knockoffs, how creepy they are.
Yep.
Do you remember... what's it called? The other popular, not Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I love Alice in Wonderland.
A ton of spinoffs of that. Disney had a movie that they made back in the early 90s based on Alice in Wonderland. I can't remember what it's called. I got to look that up because it gave me nightmares as a kid. Like, it's creepy. Like, the puppet characters and stuff they had in it. Dude, it's weird. And it was a Disney thing.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That's something Disney be weird and like scary like that, because they threw in just like random scary shit, I think, to keep kids on their toes. Like, this sounds kind of corny, but you know, the Pete's Dragon
movie. I love Pete's Dragon.
Man, at the beginning when those people are looking for that kid and there's just like this palpable anxiety of they're searching for that little boy, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a long
time. And when they find him, you're like, holy shit, what are they going to do to him, right? Yeah. That, and then also in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, there is there's the guy that is looking for he's like the kid hunter at the end. He's like the kids are hiding from him. He's like looking under shit and he's got that big old long nose. That guy scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
As he should. That's his goal.
I've got a World of Warcraft character named Peter Dragon.
I bet that's a whole different meaning. Megan's face. Oh my god.
Not a peep from Megan.
Adventures in Wonderland.
Disappointment from Megan.
Adventures in Wonderland.
Megan, you gotta watch that and tell me if you were creeped out by it.
I'm gonna go to images because I kind of remember
also
it.
Also got
but
one
don't...
named Meef Pie.
Peter Dragon.
Peter Dragon.
Oh man.
And Boote.
Oh my god.
Is he French?
No, it's a woman.
Oh.
It's a wizard.
In Boote.
A woman wizard.
Oh.
It's actually a warlock, I guess.
So I don't know if we've been...
Adventures in Wonderland. I got
Adventures in Wonderland.
About to pass out. I was laughing so hard. So I don't know if we've been in here since we unfortunately lost OJ, you know?
The juice is now loose.
The juice is loose, yeah. But you can see OJ Simpson's infamous Ford Bronco on display at a museum in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're interested in morbid history. Morbid. Yeah, Morbid.
At that place in that's in
shut up.
Lord of the Rings, Morbid.
Yeah. And they also have a car show in Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's Daryl Starbird.
Oh.
If you're interested in morbid history, this one may be for you. O.J. Simpson passed away this last week, and across the internet, he's been remembered as a talented NFL running back and Heisman Trophy winner.
That's
and
all?
Is that how
he's
remembered?
That's it. Just kidding. Everybody's joking about him getting away with double murder. And of course,
we're joking about that.
The infamous low speed pursuit down whatever highway in LA.
It's a five, isn't it?
Is it I-5? Coming to a crescendo at his house where there was a standoff and they were giving him every opportunity to give himself up, right? Yeah. Well, said Bronco is in a car museum in Tennessee and you can see it firsthand for yourself if you so choose.
Fit. Why Tennessee? Somebody bought it and just put it in there. Like that place in Branson where you can...
Right.
They don't have murder cars, but...
Murder cars.
Murder cars.
Christine's in there.
I couldn't figure out what else to say. Al Cowling's vehicle.
Yeah.
Murder.
Hey, it does have really cool cars in that place. Have you guys ever been in there?
Never been in.
The one with the car outside, there's like...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
The one with the car.
The car museum with the cars. I think I've driven by there. There's cars outside.
Right across from...
some really cool ones. The Dumb and Dumber stupid...
Boobywood Stampede.
Dixie Stampede.
Boobywood.
That dog thing that Dumb and Dumber drive... Is that Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Oh, the van?
That's in there.
Oh, really?
And
I don't know if that's a real one, though.
Fake.
I don't think so. Like
the Ghostbusters thing they have out front is a terrible fake.
Well,
I think the ones out front are just like... Fakes, you know, right. Reproductions or whatever you call them. But the ones inside, they've got like provenance.
Oh, they got like a mystery mobile outside or whatever. Mystery machine outside.
My favorite one is Jacob's rabbit from Twilight.
Yeah.
So Justin took a picture.
They've got.
You've never seen the Twilight movies?
No.
They've got the.
I don't think we can be friends.
I don't think it's a Grand National.
Dude, I have a Twilight tattoo on my foot.
But the Black Buick from. Fast and Furious. They've got.
Oh, really?
They've got some of the old
Jurassic Park vehicles.
Yeah, they've got Cadillac that JFK's widow and Robert F. Kennedy rode in during his funeral. The big Cadillac. Hmm. Yeah, they got all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah, it is a very big building full of stuff.
Yeah,
cars.
Very cool. If you feel so inclined,
yes.
OJ's Bronco isn't there. It's in Tennessee.
It is not.
But
it's in Tennessee.
There's other cool stuff in that museum. So I recently saw this map of the greatest MLB player born in each state. Some of these are pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Kansas is Walter Johnson, of course.
Big trade.
Born right up the road here in Humboldt, Kansas. Mickey Mantle in Oklahoma.
Commerce.
Yep. Commerce, Oklahoma. I don't know, about an hour, east-southeast from here. Greg Maddux in Texas.
Hell of a pitcher.
Didn't realize Max Scherzer is actually from Missouri. Arkansas is Brooks Robinson. I'm just kind of giving some of the surrounding states here. Randy Johnson's from Colorado. One that I found kind of interesting, I didn't realize Kurt Schilling is from Alaska.
Really?
It's kind of odd. Yeah.
Does Hawaii have any?
How about Alabama? Don't leave freely out.
Hawaii is Shane Victorino. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ian Kinsler in Arizona. John Smoltz in Michigan.
We got another
Braves pitcher.
Alabama is Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
Yep.
Two Braves pitchers from the 90s in there.
Ty Cobb. Willie Mays is from Georgia.
Yeah, that lineup of Smoltz, Maddux, and Glavin.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. In the 90s when they were
rough. ERAs of like 1.6 and shit.
Dude, that was like the Bulls in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Braves were it, man.
They Smoltz, it. Maddux, and Glavin, right? Yep.
That's funny. All I remember from 90s baseball is McGuire and
who was the
Sosa.
They had a closer, too, that pitched, that threw over 100. I can't think of what his name is. Damn it. Sorry. That's useful information.
Yeah. That's all right.
Moving on.
That's okay. Hey, here's something. You guys go to a lot of concerts. Did you guys see that the Justice Department is officially suing Live Nation and Ticketmaster for running an illegal monopoly?
Did not.
Good. Yeah. So for years, Live Nation and Ticketmaster have made the ticket buying experience one full of dread and an inordinate amount of additional fees. It's no secret that no secret that the ticket market for live events is all the way around corrupt. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to buy a $45 ticket, and when I go to checkout, it's $145 after all the service fees and transaction fees are tacked on. Yep. There's been a long call for Ticketmaster, which is under the Live Nation Entertainment umbrella, to change their ways and do something about the excessive prices. It's a very complicated issue, and in short, the problem is that ticket sales are intertwined with booking and management and venues and promoters, which we break down in more detail.
If you just gave us a price, though.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the price.
Right.
What's it going to be?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't call it extra fees.
Can you not just factor in that stuff ahead of time?
Right.
To where it doesn't feel like you are being raked over the coals at checkout, like this is saying?
I know what to expect then. Can I
just say it's $100,
not
$35.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, I mean, Live Nation and Ticketmaster will be going to court over this, and it seems like the Justice Department is trying to break up whatever monopoly they think they
have. I'm writing a stern letter.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A wordy one? Or yeah. Are you just going to cut to the chase?
Against Ticketmaster.
Me no likey. Yeah. Send it in.
Me no likey. High dollar ticket.
Yeah. Tell me what price.
You stupid green squat noodle.
Okay. Sorry. Megan's face is disapproval yeah. again, so I'll move on to the next one. Patrick Mahomes okay. says...
Who's that? Sorry.
I think he plays baseball or something. Patrick Mahomes says he didn't want to demand more gun control after Kansas City Chiefs parade shooting because he's continuing to educate himself. So, you know, as sports fans, some of us say we hate people, we dislike other people because they wear a different color hat or jersey or they play for another team. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Patrick Mahomes was on my favorite football team. I'd love the hell out of the guy, but guess what? My team's only beaten the guy once out of like 15 or 16 times. So, you know, not a huge fan of the dude, yeah. but I think he's an all right guy, you know.
Here's, he answered without answering.
Did you see that he's wanting to play some baseball? I thought that's where you were going to go with that story, actually.
I didn't see that.
He is hoping that he can be on the practice squad for the Royals.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, he's part owner. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, he was also a baseball player back in the day.
Right. He was like, I want to see if I still got it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes, I'll actually read the, he had an interview with Time Magazine. He explained why he didn't want to join the calls for new gun restrictions after the parade shooting. He said, quote, I continue to educate myself. I don't want to make a quick response to something that takes a lot of education to really learn and make a swaying comment based off of that. But I know we have to find a solution to some way to make this stuff stop. I mean, it sounds pretty reasonable, right? I mean, nobody wants that stuff to happen. And he's not just coming out with some knee-jerk reaction
guns
like a
blazing.
Lot of stuff. Oh. A lot of celebrities will just come out and be like,
That's the exact noise they make.
Exactly. And the article goes on to say, of course, Mahomes has never really been overly political, declining to endorse any presidential candidate in 2020, and it doesn't sound like he's going to change that in 2024. Quote, I don't want to pressure anyone to vote for a certain president. I want people to use their voice, whoever they believe in. I want them to do their research. Aww. What a concept, right?
Before you talk.
Think for yourself. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Neat. How am I supposed to know what to do if he doesn't tell
me? No, don't. Tell me what to do. Tell me which box to check. Hey, so Coffeeville, unfortunately, is not the only place that's going to have more than a few pizza places.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
We have the most.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm behind this paywall now, but Bartlesville is going to be adding another sweet addition to their pizza portfolio with a place called Lollipops. It's going to be wood-fired.
Does not sound like a pizza place.
That sounds
wood-fired
like a
pizza.
Terrible name Bless for you. Pizza.
Pizza and strip club is what it sounds
yes.
like. Yeah.
It does kind of sound like that. You're onto something.
Well, and then... Finally,
I'm going to catch something.
Can't wash that off.
The bookend of my notes here is we're a fan of the Bar S's here.
We are not.
At least a couple of us are.
Yeah. We're so, split.
Yeah.
Here's a rundown of...
The ingredients.
Let me read my notes,
Pure
man.
Goodness and love.
You'll have your turn.
Chicken lips.
Lips and assholes and eyelids. And tails and all that.
Do chickens have eyelids?
Floor sweepings.
They must, right?
They got to.
Do they?
Yeah, they got a little... Yeah.
Like some sort of like slimy thing. That.
What if it's just like some sort of like...
You never seen Charlotte's Web, man?
Is that scientific?
I mean, it's got a talking pig and a spider that spells out stuff in a web. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's a talented spider.
It's a documentary.
Okay.
So here is a rundown of baseball parks and their corresponding hot dog brands. So Nathan's... is in the Miami Marlins, the St. Louis Cardinals, Tampa Bay Rays, New York Mets, and Yankees. Here's a surprising one. Bar S, which is based out of Oklahoma, is the official hot dog of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And that's the only team that they're that they're, stadium they're in.
They're based out of Oklahoma? I didn't know
that. People.
Shawnee or Seminole or something like that?
Yeah, somewhere down there a little ways. Yeah. Huh. Some of these I've never even heard of. So Ballpark is in Atlanta and Detroit. Hoffman
that one be everywhere.
Hoffman yeah. is in Baltimore. There's one called Kayem, K-A-Y-E-M. It's in Boston.
Boston.
Here's one that I've never heard of. That's surprising. Vienna, which not Vienna sausage, like the actual brand Vienna, is Chicago, both Cubs and White Sox, Kansas City Royals, and who is this one? Can't zoom. Oh, that would be the, I think that's the Brewers. Cons is in Cincinnati. Sugardale is in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Schweigert is in the Twin Cities. Hebrew National has the Rockies, the Padres, the Giants.
And the Israelis.
And the Washington Nationals. Texas Chili brand hot dogs are in Houston and the Rangers.
Did you watch Street Outlaws at all, Derek?
No.
Did you see the scene where Chief rolled his white car into the fence?
No.
Anyway, that's the Bar S Hot Dog Factory he rolls into.
Oh, really?
I wondered where you were going with that.
I wasn't sure either.
I thought he was going to tell that hot dog story, get around to that somehow. Like, burnt hot dog
crashed
story.
In the chicken lips and assholes.
Yeah. Hoffy is in Anaheim Angels or California Angels or LA Angels or whatever the hell they're calling them these days. Centella's is in the Dodgers. Miller's is in the Oakland A's, which is going to be the Sacramento A's or just the A's here soon.
Oh, it's moving to Sacramento?
Yeah.
I thought it was moving to Las Vegas.
Well, Sacramento, starting next season through 2027, they don't even have a thing buttoned up in Las Vegas to move there yet.
Oh, really?
Like, nothing is set in stone there. They're definitely not going to be in Oakland.
They're going to identify as a city.
They're going to be at the 14,000-seat Sacramento River Cats.
Yeah.
You know, AAA stadium over there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They ought to fill the joint then.
Mm. Yeah. Hatfield is in the Phillies. Fletcher's is in the Mariners.
How many hot dog companies are there?
Schneider's is the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like 12, 13 hot dog companies.
No kidding.
Holy shit. 17 brands.
Dang.
It's a lot of wiener.
We should start a lot of wiener.
We should start a wiener stuffing company. Wiener company.
Oh, God, I'd probably go into partnership with you.
I think I'd actually know a couple.
Not to mention any names.
They know who they are.
Yeah. Hey, Yancey.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Derek?
What would the sign on an out-of-business brothel say?
Oh, dear.
Closed legs.
Beat it. We're closed.
Oh.
Anybody? No? Okay. I seen this talked about from somewhere else. This I thought was very interesting because I seen your fish up here on the wall. Is that yours?
No, my grandmother caught that in 1969.
Okay.
I guarantee you that
fish was mounted differently than the way they do it nowadays.
That's the real fish.
You guys probably being fishermen have heard of this. Yeah, I did not know it was the thing.
They just like cast them now.
Well, you
or make a mold.
You can literally take, they said, between 6 and 12 good pictures when you're holding the fish with your phone, and they can create a 3D image from those pictures. They will 3D print it just out of plastic, and they have professional airbrush artists that will paint like every scar, every color exactly like your fish, and you just throw the fish back in the lake.
Oh, shit.
But you can have it mounted. And they do all kinds of, they literally have a website where there's like hundreds of poses, like it's striking the lure or whatever.
Huh.
But you don't even have to have the fish. It's cool as hell.
So that's the real fish up there. Like they just put some kind of shit on it to harden it or something. I don't know. But there for a long time, I think it was styrofoam, wasn't it? Like there was just blanks and they painted it what they looked like.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, they used the pictures for the painting and whatnot, but they also use it. They, you know how they do LIDAR imaging nowadays for like the girth, the length, the size, all the
girth,
all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't know.
I thought
if
it was super interesting.
I don't know if they. There are probably some guys out there that still do the skin off fish. It's real tedious and hard to do. I know Justin's cousin used to be a taxidermist, pretty good one back in the day. He did my dad's fish. That's about that size.
You say skin off. What are you talking about?
Back in the 90s, they'd actually like skin the fish and put it on a form like Derek was talking about. And
oh, just the skin, really?
Yeah, guys would do them all kinds of different ways. But I remember watching a skin off thing on YouTube.
I bet you did.
Take the skin right off of it.
I just thought that was super interesting. I've never had anything mounted like that or whatever, but just technology changing.
I assume cool. That's the real fish because you reach up there, man. It feels like the tail of that fish. It's getting crispy.
Yeah, right. No, that definitely is. Crispy.
Yeah.
If it still has, like, does it still have the gills in it and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so if you look down inside, it looks like the real damn fish.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And I have no idea how that's done, like you said. How do they keep it in place or whatever? Yeah. Like, to spray epoxy on it or something? I have no idea. So tell me if you guys, everybody's heard of chemtrails, right? The conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're spreading brain control poison through the airplanes. Well, the state of Tennessee has passed a bill banning chemtrail airborne chemicals.
Jeez. Oh, man.
So
that'll take care of it.
Not acknowledging that they exist,
mm-hmm.
Just banning it just to make everybody feel safe.
Just to feel better.
That it's not happening.
Wow.
Literally a bill just to say, no, that's not allowed.
Just
that's
to stop people from being stupid.
That's a bill about feelings.
Yeah.
So you can go over there and live safely or visit safely in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
With that's your funny. Uncle Rick. Yeah.
And know that the chemtrails are not going to...
See OJ's Bronco while you're over there?
There you go. You know? That's a trip right there.
Exactly.
I wonder if Freely seen that when he was up there.
I mean...
Is Uncle Rick?
He was with Uncle Rick, yeah.
In the Bronco.
So here's another conspiracy
driving
theorist.
Driving slow across town.
Slower. Slower, kids.
Slower. Go down the alley. Sorry, Megan.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Here's
another conspiracy theorist one for you. I don't know what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers, but the dude is, I think he might be losing it.
It's all that ayahuasca.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers stated in an interview that he says AIDS was created by the U.S. government in the 80s.
There's lots of people that think that. AIDS and crack. Yeah. I think, isn't that what, who said that? I think Dave Chappelle said that.
Well, crack was brought in mass quantities by the U.S. government.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've heard
by
that,
by the CIA, I'd say, you know?
To fund the...
Fight that drug war, to
the Nicaraguan...
Yeah, the...
Tie it into the Iran-Contra.
The Contra, the Contra is down there.
So I'm not going to read through all this, but he's basically also connecting it to Fauci. And
that's probably true.
Just like I remember, hold on. Let me read through the...
Fauci was the AIDS doctor. Remember that?
Yes, he was.
He was the AIDS doctor.
Killed the hell out of people.
Oh, he's saying a lot of it was for big pharma, you know, to make so much money, of course, off the treatment for such things.
Creating customers.
Yeah. And, the end of it says, for the long time, we wrote that Rogers denied he was gay. So that's something.
What?
That's literally what it says.
He's gay?
No, he denied he was gay.
For a long time. It sounds like it, they're implying that he is no longer denying.
I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was interesting because that's the second thing that I don't remember what he was in the news a while back for saying something else.
Yeah,
out
he
there.
Was when the Epstein list was being rolled out. Yeah, he said something about Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
Came under fire for that.
Forth,
yeah.
Back and forth on that. Yeah.
I just want to know why this guy keeps talking.
Like, people keep listening.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think it's doing him any favors.
Out of place.
I could be wrong.
He's a millionaire.
Yeah,
it just seems out of place.
He's got that fuck you money.
Yeah, he just gives two shits. Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I listened to Daniel Tosh has a podcast now.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have the show anymore. And a couple episodes ago, he was talking to somebody. He goes, look, I don't have fuck you money, but I got a strong no thank you money. Anyway, that's all the notes I got.
I got none.
No.
Nada.
That's zero.
Well, we've come to the end of the show, folks.
I think the production company needs to get to editing video.
Yeah, I mean, it's due in 12 hours, man.
A little less than that, actually.
Yeah.
And it probably won't be out in the morning because you'll have to send it to me and I'll have to put it on the deal and I don't have access to a computer that time of day.
Yeah.
There goes my pen. It's gone now.
And I'm going to say that most is going to get done tonight is I'm going to take the footage off the cards, save it onto my computer, and... it'll probably stop there.
Yep.
Oh, I like how you get that pin.
Pretty entertaining. Anybody ever seen Family Guy when Peter Griffin is trying to flip a dead frog out the window and he just can't?
No.
Can't get it. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Huh.
Nice reference, I know.
I'm back.
back from the pin expedition.
Cool. Remember to do the review, good review on whatever podcast platform. Screenshot it, send it to me. Gonna get you hooked up with the merch. I'll be sending it out in a box probably. Camp out. Sit
down. Well, I mean, that's the efficient way.
Yeah. It is. Not a sack.
Camp out's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
6 weeks or so. Pretty close. That's like 5 weeks, yeah. Pretty much, isn't it?
5 weeks from this weekend, I believe. Yeah,
there you go. I'm looking forward to that. That's June 1st.
That is May 28th through June 1st, right?
No, really?
Lots of food will be consumed.
May 29th through June 1st, seems I believe.
Weird. I like that. Are you just throwing out things?
Are you watching me count my knuckles over here? January, February,
May 31st.
March, May 31st.
May 31st through June 2nd.
Now, I heard it was in July.
June the 1st is if you're close by and you want to come have dinner Saturday evening with us, bring a dish.
Is that what you're trying to do? Figure out how many days May have?
Have you ever seen
count your knuckles?
Yes, but you know, 30 days has September.
March, April, May.
April, June, and November.
The knuckles are the months with 31, and the rest don't have 31. So the months with 31 are your raised knuckles.
I've never seen that.
I have seen that.
What about when you get to February?
It's down, so it doesn't get...
February, March, April, May.
Oh, so they either have 31 or they don't.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't help you figure out the...
I don't like it.
The weird February month.
In September, that's 29.
What if you don't have knuckles?
Why would September have 29?
Well, I don't know. They've made it that way. Man.
30 days has September.
Makes shit difference to me.
My dad doesn't
30
have
days has September.
He has nubs. I guess it'd work the same way.
Your dad don't have any fingers, man?
Yeah. Shit, no. Not on his right hand. Huh. All the way back.
Oh, that was just me you were telling that story to.
Dude, he got him crushed off by a chain and an oil rig in the 80s, early 80s.
Pinched him right off. Huh?
Oh, yeah, like didn't cut him off, mashed him off all the way back to his palm.
Derek kind of reminds me of Theo Von sometimes. Like, yeah. I knew a guy mashed his fingers
still
clean
have his thumb?
Off of his hand.
Still have his thumb?
Half of it.
So my ex-stepdad, Megan, knew him.
Dude, he'll give a hell of a nuggie when I was a kid. It pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah, it's because it's all fucking knuckles.
God dang.
Yeah. He'd get pissed off and take his freaking nubs and thump me on top of the head. Son of a bitch, old man.
Out here at Halliburton back in the day, he had a beam smash his steel toe, and his steel toe curved in and cut off four of his toes on one foot.
Owie. God.
His CB handle was six toes. Still had his big toe there.
Yikes. Yep. That's what they say about steel toes. Like, it's a debate. Like, is it actually safe or is it worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, folks. That's it. Done talking to you. Go to WKOpodcast.com and drop us a little change or something. Come on, man. Don't be a tightwad.